Staring down at the note in her hand, Josie did her best not to gasp. An unknown man had just delivered it. He had done no more than flash a smile when he handed her the note, then disappeared into the crowd, leaving her bewildered, even more so when she opened the note and read it. Her heart was now pounding so rapidly inside her chest, she thought it might burst. "Dearest Josie, I have made a terrible mistake. Please come meet me in the garden immediately. I need your help. Yours, Joseph Stewart." Exactly what the mistake was unclear. Had Joseph finally come to his senses and realized his rumored upcoming engagement to Miss Priscilla Bliss was a horrible decision? He had been dancing attendance on the young woman for weeks now, completely enamored to all appearances. Josie chewed on her lower lip. So far, her first season in London had been painful, watching the man she had loved for the past 5 years fall in love with someone else. What if he was not truly in love with Miss Bliss? What if he had finally realized he should not be marrying her, but did not know how to gracefully step back? Yours. He had signed it yours. Did that possibly indicate Joseph finally returned her affections? At the very least, he had never signed a note in such a manner that she knew of, and she had grown up next door to him.
"Miss Pennyworth, is it bad news?"
Baron Stillwell's concerned voice penetrated Josie's racing thoughts. She looked up at him with a brilliant smile, which she then bestowed on the rest of her circle of suitors. There were quite a few of them. She had been collecting them all season, but unfortunately, not one of them had managed to distract her steadfast heart from the young man who had stolen her heart without even realizing it. No, but please excuse me. I must find my mother." The resulting sighs of resigned dissatisfaction were gratifying. Though she did not particularly want to marry any of them, much to her mother's frustration, Josie did appreciate their devotion. She was quite a catch, declared a diamond of the first water and an original in her first season, an ample dowry, granddaughter of a marquis, and one of the best friends of the newly married Marchioness of Hertford. Cynically, she knew it was her social connections more than her personality that drew her suitors, but they seemed to appreciate her quick wit and sunny nature. At least she had a personality, which was more than Miss Bliss could claim. Everyone agreed she was sweet but dull. Everyone except Joseph. Grinding her teeth as she made her way through the crush of people, fingers still clutched around the note, she looked for her friends, Mary or Lily, hoping one or both would be available to come with her. Unfortunately, she did not see Mary, or more to the point, Mary's very tall husband, anywhere. As petite as Mary was, she would be impossible to find in such a crowd. Lily was marginally easier, as she and Josie were both a touch above average height for women, but Josie did not see her either. Well, blast! She could not ignore the note. Joseph needed her to save him from a life of boredom with Miss Bliss. Settling a demure smile on her face, she moved towards the doors to the gardens. Going out there alone was unwise for a debutante, but she doubted she would be long, and Joseph would be able to vouch for her. Someone jostled her, and Josie turned to snap at him when he grabbed the hand holding Joseph's note and lifted it to his lips.
"Such beauty, unparalleled!"
His voice trailed from the terrible attempt at poetry, and he blinked drunkenly, trying to remember what he was saying. Josie had never seen him before, and she quickly snatched her hand away. "We have not been introduced, my lord." She hurried off, her nose in the air and her heart pounding. What a cad approaching her like that. Quickening her step toward the doors, she did not notice she no longer held the note in her hand. Elijah. Now where the devil was Josie off to? Swanning through the ballroom, nose in the air, she did not even seem to notice how gentleman's eyes followed her through the room. His lips pressed together with a wave of disapproval. While he knew it was expected of a debutante to draw the attention of marriage-minded gentlemen, seeing her made him even less enamoured of the process.